The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
A McDonald's has just opened, a restaurant with almost no workers. The article is titled, Guess How? Jazz Shaw is joining us to talk about his piece in Hot Air that's looking at this new McDonald's that I guess is in London that you walk up to. It's kind of like a kiosk. You touch the screen. You don't really see any workers right there. There's some in the back room, but maybe that is to be short-lived as well. Jazz, good to talk with you. Good to have you on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, there's a lot to talk about as we enjoy this Labor Day weekend, and one of the questions is, what is the future for humanoids in a world that is expanding with robots, Flippy, the arm that can flip over a burger? Add that to wages that are going up, mandated with rules, like here in Southern California, on their way to $15 an hour for a minimum wage. Talk about this concept. McDonald's is kind of flirting with this. This one you talk about in London, you don't really interact with humans, do you?
No, you don't. They realized quite a while ago, McDonald's that is, that the labor costs were eventually, because of government mandates, going to exceed the amortized cost of automation. So this has been in the works for a while, but London's the first one. They're going to be opening up quite a few across the United States as tests. They call them McDonald's to go because there are no tables, there are no chairs, there's nowhere to sit down. They have no interest in having you eating in the restaurant. The front area where the customers go is much smaller. And you walk in, there's a kiosk with pictures of the food, and they only take plastic, credit cards, debit cards, there's no cash option. You punch the items that you want, and it prints out a receipt. You take your receipt, you walk over through this gray, not very friendly-looking room to the one counter they have, and when your order's ready, somebody sets it up there with your number on the bag, and you grab it and you leave. And, yeah, that's apparently the future, because those kiosks, you don't have to pay them. They cost money up front, but the cost has come down to something like less than $15,000 to install one.
Wow.
And how long does it take to make up the difference if you had to pay some kid with a high school diploma to do that job, $15 an hour? You make that up pretty quick.
Yeah.
And once you reach the break-even point, what are you doing then? Now you have a worker that works 24/7, never gets sick, never takes vacation, never asks for a raise. It just needs occasional maintenance once in a while for somebody to come in and, you know, do upgrades or repair it if it breaks. But other than that, why would McDonald's not do that?
Yeah. Yeah. And you raised this question, and we should talk about it here, the obvious one in the room, and that is when wages are mandated to be the so-called living wage, where anyone with no skill has just as much right to make enough money to support a family of four or five as someone with skill. And when your individual work does not offset the costs associated with it, you're not profitable for a company, this is what happens. And it really raises kind of a bigger question on this Labor Day weekend as far as where humans fit in the future.
Right. And, of course, there's, I shouldn't say always, but there's going to be a place for many, many human workers for a long time to come. But it's in the more skilled fields, you might say, anything that requires personal touch, contact, you know, healthcare. You're not going to see robots taking care of patients anytime soon, you know. But no, the fast food is actually more complicated than some other jobs. They have automated so much stuff already in factories. I mean, remember there was a time back in the day that an automobile plant, there were human beings lined up along the assembly line. and they started disappearing decades ago, as soon as we had automated welders, robots that would just do the same set of welds and retract and wait for the next piece to come down the line and do the same set of welds, and more reliable and, again, not as expensive over the long run as a human being. So, yeah, I think that is the future.
One of the questions it does raise with the new 15-hour minimum that's making its way there dollar by dollar each year here in Southern California is the role of entry-level jobs, of high school jobs, of places where you learn the responsibility of showing up on time, making something with quality work, earning some money, that kind of thing. That's all been pushed aside for this concept of everyone deserves to make enough to live, every job. And in fact, I've heard the theory from, you know, well-meaning talk show hosts on the left who say, look, if a person goes to work 40 hours a week and sweats and toils, that person deserves to be able to have a family and fund them. And I'm like, okay, but wait a second. Isn't there a responsibility to better your skills and move on and get to a place where it's worth it, where you aren't a drag on the business? No. They really, truly believe that every human being's worth is equal to be able to fund this family based on whatever they contribute.
Well, I wouldn't say every human being's work is equal, but they're certainly setting a floor that every human being's work is worth enough for them to make a living. And I guess we've settled on $15 an hour as that being the level. The problem is the government, when they mandate something like that, they artificially inflate the labor costs in the free market. And particularly, there's other examples, but fast food companies in particular, that's an extremely competitive environment. And the profit margins tend to be kind of low on a per-store basis because nobody's going to go buy your hamburger for $9 if there's a guy down the street selling them for $4, right? I mean, it's just not going to happen. And so that labor really isn't worth that much. It's not worth $15 an hour because what you're doing is putting the companies out of business. New York City already did the $15 an hour thing in stages starting a couple years ago, and I've published a couple pieces about this, interviews with restaurant owners down there of places that have either cut back on the number of offerings they have so they can cut back on the staff, reduce the hours, and other places closed entirely after it happened because they were just no longer profitable and they couldn't compete. So now, instead of everybody having a job that makes a living wage at that one place, nobody has a job because it's gone.
Yeah, and the unintended, so-called unintended consequences, the unintended consequences of these kinds of policies that, one, do away with entry-level positions, two, push a company to go to automation just to survive, because you're right. The labor costs associated, and there's so many costs in business on labor that people don't talk about or don't realize that companies have to bear. There's workers' compensation insurance that has to be paid. You don't get to depreciate your labor as they age, do you? Whereas in some circles, there are accounting circles that let you, you know, write money off for equipment after a while. There's certain things that make it tough to justify the human angle on this anymore.
Yeah, and speaking of those costs you were just mentioning, that's another thing that's getting mandated. I don't know how it is yet in California. You probably already did it because it's California. But in New York, they've already moved to mandate that all these jobs, not only will get $15 an hour, but everyone has to have 2 weeks paid stress relief time or something like that. Everybody has to have paid maternity and paternity leave. And those are all costs because you have to pay a replacement person when those people are out that get tacked on top of this job that wasn't worth $15 an hour to start with in a profitable business model. Now, the other one we could look at just briefly, get away from the fast food for a moment. You look at the big Amazon warehouses around the country and some other supply chain management places that run large warehouses. That used to be great work that you could get if your parents couldn't afford to send you to college. With a high school degree, you'd go start working in a warehouse, start building up your skills, you know, like you said, get used to going to work, get that work ethic, but maybe later on learn how to operate the forklift, make yourself more valuable. You go to the Amazon warehouses now, they have a series of robots with artificial intelligence, with scanners that can read the labels on all of the packages, and they're going around and grabbing the packages on their own and navigating to which conveyor they're supposed to go to get to the truck for the proper place for them to go, and just doing most of the warehouse work. And there's one or two guys standing around supervising them, basically, in case something gets dropped. So that's another area where a good job for someone without a degree is going to be going away, because it's not just automation.
Got about a minute left. Let me ask you this. Do you think this trend toward automation is feeding the youth's appetite potentially for socialism? Because some of those surveys and polls out there indicate that the youth are more open to socialist ideas, that these kids, this generation, is seeing the job slip away, and they're wondering, how am I going to take care of myself? And here's the government that could come along after causing this and give you a stipend, a wage, for not working at all.
Oh, right. And there are at least a couple of Democratic presidential candidates in the primary right now who have already come out and endorsed the idea of that guaranteed basic income, guaranteed minimum income. It has a couple different ideas. Not huge stuff, but hey, even if you do no work, and I love the phrase, for those unable or unwilling to work, we'll give you $1,000 a month just so you can, you know, at least cover your basic bills.
With that, I got to leave it there. Jez Shaw has done this piece we're talking about on this Labor Day weekend. McDonald's just opened a restaurant with almost no workers. And interesting stuff. Jez, thank you so much for taking time to be with us on the program today. Really good to have you on.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.